This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, we come to the third word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in this beautiful ayatul kareema, where he said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and from his ayat and from his signs is that he has created from among you your mates, so that you may find tranquility in one another, and he placed between you love and mercy, rahmah. In this there are signs for people who reflect. The thing I want to remind myself and you is this word rahmah. What is the meaning of rahmah? Rahmah is the quality of ar-Rahman. It is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. It is the quality of mercy. It is the basis of forgiveness. Maghfirah comes out of rahmah, out of mercy. And we expect this and we ask this, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this for ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who is merciful to the people on the earth, the one on above the heavens will be merciful to him. The meaning of the hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the person who is merciful to others in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful to that person in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy. So let us begin with being merciful to one another. Now, especially the person most deserving of mercy is your spouse, is your husband, is your wife. Now, the important thing to understand as far as mercy is concerned is mercy is not good for good. Good for good is justice. Mercy is good for bad. Now, the reason I say that is because sometimes people say, but you see, he did this or she did that. Now, the reason is, why do you forgive because they did that? If they had not done anything, there was no need for forgiveness. They need not have asked forgiveness and you need not have forgiven them because nothing happened. But because they did something which they should not have done, because they did something wrong, because they hurt you, because they did not give you your dues, that is the reason why there is even a place or a reason for mercy. So that is why it is very important to remember that and to be merciful. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful to you if you are merciful to the other person. My brothers and sisters, it is very important. This click, click you're hearing is my camera. There are goldfinches on the peach tree, and that's a beautiful picture of the peach flowers and the goldfinch sitting there. So I'm taking pictures as I am talking to you. So the thing about mercy is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of his qualities. And Allah said, I put this between the spouses. Now, where is this useful? As I mentioned to you, mercy is, the place for mercy is in your daily life, as you live your life, the chances for and the time to be merciful is on a daily basis, especially when something is wrong. That is the place for special mercy, even more mercy than you would normally have shown, right? Two things. Third thing is, a place for mercy is when, as life passes, things pass, we get older, and you find that your spouse is unable to do what he or she could do or used to do when they were younger. And that is the time when you still honor them, you still treat them with kindness, you still treat them with affection, you still treat them like they are the king or the queen of the world because of what you received from them when they were able to give it to you. Now, this is something that sometimes we find people forget, right? Because it is human nature. It is human nature, and in a way, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put inside a human being. which guarantees progress and going forward, which is that people get tired of or people get used to things. Something which is new is that feeling of newness is by definition when it is new. The same thing a day later, a week later, a month later, a year later. Technically, maybe the same thing, but you get used to it. You no longer enjoy it. You no longer, feel so fantastic in it when you use it, when you experience it a second, third, fourth, fifth time. You get bored. You get used to it. It becomes routine. Now, the same thing also happens in marriages. So, once you have been married for some time, then there is this tendency of taking things for granted and so forth. Now, that is to be something to be avoided and something to be very careful not to fall into that trap. Finally, the mercy, as I mentioned to you, is when a person is not doing what they should be doing or not acting in the way that they should be acting. Especially with women, what happens is during the time of their periods, they go through this period of, of emotional turmoil. It's basically a very trying and testing time for the woman. Men cannot even be expected to understand that because Allah has not afflicted us with that. But for the woman, this is an affliction. It is something which is difficult. And she's already going through that. So she will be more irritable. She will be more, cranky and more emotional and more tending to, maybe in some cases, tending to cry. In some cases, tending to get angry about nothing and so forth. And it is therefore expected of the man to understand this. To make sure that you don't treat the person with, that you don't meet the irritability with irritability. You don't meet the irritation with irritation. This is very important to keep in mind and to have patience. Again, as I mentioned in the last khatira, selective memory. Remember the good, forget the bad. Selective perception, just ignore. Somebody sent me this lovely little story. Again, these are all teaching stories, not necessarily true. This girl goes to, this newly married girl, she goes to her goes to a psychiatrist and says that my husband has an anger problem. So he said, describe for me. He said, this is what happens, I say this and so on and so forth, and he gets irritated and he gets upset and whatnot. So she's, explaining her predicament and problem to this psychiatrist. And then he gets more and more angry and, I just can't calm him down and so forth. So the psychiatrist, what shall I do? So the psychiatrist tells her, she said, can this be cured? He said, of course, it can be cured. It's very easy. I will teach you the way in which you can cure this. So she said, what must I do? She says, every time your husband gets angry, he says, take some water in your mouth and swill. Right? Like we say in Urdu, kulli karo. So, muh mein pani leke. So he says, every time he gets angry, take the water in your mouth and swill. She said, how long? He said, just keep swilling. Keep swilling and swilling and swilling and swilling and swilling until his anger dissipates. And you will find he will cool down. He will cool down and he will be fine. But you have to keep swilling until that happens. No matter how long it takes, swill the water and keep swilling the water until he cools down. So she thinks to herself, well, this is simple enough. How complicated is swilling water? So let me do that. So she does that. And so she is now, the moment he gets angry, maybe she said something or whatnot, he got angry, she takes this water into her mouth and she's swilling it and she's, until he calms down. Finally, one day she meets the doctor again and she says, you showed me this wonderful thing and it really worked. And thank you so much for teaching me. But what is it? What happens? What's the psychological process? He says, the psychological process is silence, nothing else. The thing which happens with anger, especially with spouses, mostly is he says something, you say something, he says something, you say something, and there is this big competition now of who's saying who and who's saying what. And that is what is the worst thing, because this is what will completely destroy the whole thing. So he says, just silence, ignore. I mean, if somebody is behaving in an irrational manner, why must you respond to that, right? It is even more irrational for you to respond to that, because this person is already being irrational. Now you are being even more irrational. So why would you do that? Right? That is the thing about this. Keep quiet. Just keep quiet, right? It's like somebody said to someone else the other day, what is it about the word shut up that you don't understand? But that's very true. So I'm just saying that, jokingly, but jokes apart, it is so true that the power of silence, just keep quiet, don't say anything, and you will find that the anger, whatnot, will go away. So very, very important, mercy for the good times you had, for the service you received, for the help you got, for the comfort you got, and you do that even when you are not getting it, because this is the meaning of honor. Honor is to honor what was given to you in the past. And that is the element of mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us merciful, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore to treat us with mercy, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah would treat us with mercy, would treat with mercy those who treat others with mercy. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.